Maybe no. Hani milihecho de bodak sor v'shochat boy. Maybe when the chiddush you can't eat it if you took a stone and you a sharp stone, you checked it out that it's kosher for like to make a good shkita with it. The avdikay skila. Then when you threw the stone at the animal, b'shach you doing skila, it also made a good shkita. Maybe in such a case the shkita is no good because the shkita is done b'shach the skila. But maybe when first you took a regular knife and you made a good shchiter on it, maybe then the shchiter is kosher and you're allowed to eat from the meat. So more so that's not, that doesn't make any sense. Amri, you want to tell me, does the Torah say anywhere you have to use badafka knife to make a shchiter? The aside shchiter is you have to have something sharp that to cut the two simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe, by the animal. Where does it say sakin? For your Tanan we learned, Hashrechit b'magliyadi, shek with the back of a knife. Pitzur, with a sharp stone. Uvakonim, with a reed. Shchitosoik, shay, with a shchiti is good. So you see, there's no din yadavka have to use a knife. Anything sharp that you could chest with is called a good shchita. So if you want to tell me you made a good shchita, it's kosher teat, so what's the difference if you made a shchita with a stone or not? So therefore, avada pshat from the posik is, no matter when you make the shchita, as long as there's a Gemara din on this shore, the shore is supposed to be killed, it's right away asa b'achila, and you're not allowed to eat from it. Even if you make a shchita, still it's no good. So Mor says, v'hashtu d'nafka le'yisra achila, v'yisra normi lo yechles b'saroi. If so, now I have Rabavu's pshat here. Once I'm learning out from the posik lo yechel, that even if you make a shchita, still you can't eat from it, so the same posik also tells me it's asa b'hanor also. So now from this posik of lo yechel, I know, first of all, you can't eat it, and secondly, it's also b'hano. If so, v'al ha'shor nokil amali. Why do I need the pasuk that says the owner is free from the animal? Pshita, it's also b'hano. I know from the word lo yechel, it's also b'hano. So Mar says, l'anois oiroi. I need the extra pasuk, v'al ha'shor noki, that even from the skin of the animal, the owner can't have enjoyment. Even that, it's also b'hano. All right, turn over. Because the Salkot Da'atachamina, I would have thought to say, Bisaroi Hudi Yasabano. Only from the flesh, from the meat, you can't have any enjoyment. Aval Oiroi, but from the skin of the animal, Nishtari Bano, maybe that's Mutabano. Kamash Milan, and that's the Apostle teaching us, Baal HaShor Nok, you know that the Baal HaShor is free, he has no enjoyment at all from this shore, even from the skin. Now the Gemara says, Olahanach Tanoi, according to the other Tanoim, Temafkile Lahai Baal HaShor Nok LeDroshachrino. We'll soon see other Tanoim use this drasha for a different drasha doing other things. Kedibina Lamemla Kamolik, we'll soon want to learn. We'll soon learn. Bala Shonoki we use for other things, say other things that potter. If so, according to those Mandiyomrim, Hanos Orim in Olahu, how do they know that the owner can't have enjoyment even from the skin of the Shahanisko? So Gemara says, Nafkalu me es besor. It says an extra word es, from the word es besor, not only the meat, but the skin is also bano. So we darshan es hatoful of soroi, something that is secondary to the meat, with umay nino, what is that? Oroi, the skin. For the Gemara of Ahai Tana, what about our Tana that says, no, we need Bala Sharnoki to teach us that the skin is asabano? Vaitana es le darish. He holds, like we'll soon see, like Shimon HaMsuni, that we don't darshan the word es. Kiratani, we learn like this. Shimon HaMsuni, v'yamiloch, some say, nechem yu HaMsuni. Ho yedorish kolesen shematera. First, he used to hold that every time the Torah says an extra word S, it's extra. So we have a right to make a drasha from the word S. But kivon shagi, when it came to the pasuk that says, li es Hashem lekecha tiro, that you're supposed to fear es Hashem, tirish, he like went away. He said, what can I be marba? What else could you, do you have to have fear? Like from Hashem, there's nothing else. So I see the word S is not extra. Omula Tamidus of Tamidim said to him, Rebbe, Kolesen Shadrash to Mate Eleim. All the other drushes in the Torah, when you dash in the word S, what do you do with all those drushes now? You made so many drushes with them. Omula, he said back to them, you should know, Keshem Shekabalti Tchawala Drisha, it's Limit of Torah, I learned Torah Lishma. So just like I received reward for when I made the drushes, I thought they were right. Now that I see I'm wrong, you should know, Kach Kibalti Tchawala Prisha. The same way I receive reward now for the Prisha. That's called we receive reward for the Amelis Patera. He's an Amel in Torah. At Shevor Rebbe Kiva, to Rebbe Kiva came, Velima, he learned, he taught us what's the Pshan is Pasik. Es Hashem Lekechatira. What do we dash of the word S? And he said, Velima, Es Hashem Lekechatira, Lerabbis Tamid Chachamim. Yes, you could include something else also. A Talmud Chachim is also included in Es Hashem Lekechatira. That the same way you're supposed to have fear from Hashem, you're also supposed to have fear for a Talmud Chachim.
So I call upon him, that's because machlokes, do you dash in the word espesori or not? If you dash in the word espesori like a mikiva, then balashor noki is extra for these next rushes we'll soon see. And if you hold not like a mikiva, you hold like a shimon hamsuni, then you have to hold that esashor is not extra. So therefore, how do you know hanos oiroi from balashor noki? So that's how we know hanos oiroi, balashor noki is not extra. Now the Gemara says, what's pshat according to these mandiyorim that say yes, bal hashor noki is extra? Turn around bottom, look at the price like this. Ubal hashor noki. The pasuk says, when your shor is chay is kilo, that then the shor, the owner, is free from his shor. Reb Lezer says, you know what the pasuk means? It means noki michatzi koifer. That a tam does not have to pay chatzi koifer. That's what the pasuk means to teach us. Rashi, the loy tamer don't say kishem is mishalim chatzi koifer. Geyecha de beniz lochin chatzi nezik. The same way if a tam does damage, you pay chatzi nezik. Maybe if a tam kills somebody, you have to pay chatzi koifer. That's this pasuk. No, bala shonoki, you put him chatzi koifer. That's what the Rebbe Lezer says. Omar loy Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says back to him. For lo hiu atzmoy e mishtalin ala megufoy. Like avada tam doesn't pay chatzi koifer. Tam only pays megufoy. Tam pays megufoy the shore. Says so. Let the mazik say. Have you the bezdin of yishalom lecho? You want the shore? Bring the shore to bezdin, and then you can get your koifer from the shore. So pshita that tam is potter from paying koifer. Oh my lord, Rabbi Lezer, Lezer said back to Rabbi Kiva. Kach ani b'nechas. That the way I am in your eyes. Shedinoi bezeh shechayiv misa. That I meant to say in such a case when the shore tam has to be killed. Even in such a case, does the havrinat has to pay koifer? No, avada maskim. So when the shor hatam is supposed to be killed, pshita is potter from paying koifer. Because by tam you only pay megufay. So if the gufay shor the bezin is going to kill, pshita you don't have to pay. Is ein dinoy elok yishahem mitzah sodom apiyedechud? Mahyo chiddush is that even in the case where your shor hatam killed somebody, only with an edechud was there. Or yal pi bailam, or else where the bailam himself was the only one that admitting it. So therefore, bezin does not kill the shor, because in order to kill the shor, you have to have two edim. But a koponim to pay koifer, made with an eidecher alone, the bailam should have to pay koifer. Kamash molon, bala shor noki, that is potter from paying koifer. So Gemara Sakash shall pay bailam, if the bailam itself agree, admit that a shor killed somebody, for the Gemara moide b'kanasu. So pshit also the bailam is potter from koifer. The chura koifer is called the kanas. And we know the klal is, if the owner is moide, he agrees, he's potter. Tomorrow says, no, Kesava, we hold Kofra Kapara, that paying kaif of your shore kills somebody, it's not called the Kanas, it's called the Kapara. So I would have thought to say, well, the owner admits that his shore Tom killed somebody, so we do not go and kill the shore. So in such a case, maybe he has to pay Chatzi Kaifa Migufa, Kamashman the Postik, Bala Shanoki, he's spotted for paying even Chatzi Kaifa. So this is one pshat, what you do with the word, Balha Shanoki, that the Bala Shore is spotted from Chatzi Kaifa. Tanya Yidach, another Bryce learns like this. Oh, my Lord, Rebbe Lezer, Akiva. Rebbe Lezer said back to Akiva. Kachani b'yanecha, that's the way I am in your eyes. Shadino b'zesh chayiv misa. You think I mean to say even when the shor is chayiv misa, that is potter from kaifa. That's pshiti is potter from kaifa. Ein dinu ala b'miskav an orgas aveim of orgas odim. I'm talking about a case where the animal had kavona to kill another animal, and by mistake it killed a man. The vice says in such a case, the shor is potter from misa. So here is the shayla. Does the bailam have to pay kaifa or not? So Rashi's reporter, Miskila Kaznaba Mastisim, we'll have a Mishnah later about this. Still, I would have thought to say you have to pay Koifa, Kamashwa, Balak Shor, Noki, you potter from Koifa. Or else, Le Mitzri, Bahorag Yisrael. So Shor had Kavon to kill a Goy, a Mitzri, and then it killed Yisrael, or else Le Nefolim, Bahorag Ben Kayama. It had a mind to kill a Nefil, and would have been potter from Isa, and now it killed the Ben Kayama, so Sayyidina Maskavin, therefore it's potter from Isa. So Mar says, Hi Yom Lebresha, which terrorist he said first? Like Rebbe Lezer just said, two ways how to learn what the halva meaner is that a tam should have to pay koifer. Either where it's alfiye dechod, or else where the shor has no chiv mis altogether. Rav Kana mishmei di rov ome miskavin ome labresha. First he said over the terrace of the left terrace of miskavin. And Rav Tuvia mishmei di rov ome hemis ome labresha. No, first he said the case of hemis. Alfiye dechod. Rav Kana mishmei di rov ome miskavin ome labresha. No, first he gave the terrace of miskavin, where the shor had kavanah to kill one person and killed somebody else. That's why the shor is potter from Isa. So there I would have thought to say you have to pay koifer. Why did he say this case first? Moshe was an example, it's sayed to a kunta. She shor le dogim nayam, when you go to fish, or fish out of the